Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to the new Thriving Muslimah series brought to you by Igna Sisters. What does it mean to thrive? Is it the same as to survive, or is there a difference? Surviving is to merely eke out an existence, whereas thriving is to flourish, to be successful in mind, body, and soul. Any human being will endeavor to survive, but to thrive is the hallmark of what it means to be a Muslim. And a Muslim woman is unlike any other. You know, I once heard a speaker in a lecture say that he told his attendees in the audience to record a video message of themselves as if that was their last message before they would die, and send it to their families. The reaction and response from the audience were phenomenal. Most of the audience couldn't do it, and the ones who did felt high in iman, but told the speaker at another day and time that their iman began to fluctuate. They felt a dip after that video challenge. They wanted to thrive. What I want to talk to you about is not the pursuit of balance, which is an overwhelming survival mechanism, but the restoration of balance, the art of balance rejuvenation, and to realize this is a lifelong mission and goal, thriving. Part of the issue of not understanding balance properly is that we have limited ourselves to one label and identity. If I'm a working woman, for example, and I work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, that doesn't mean that's the only thing on my mind. I may have a house to run, elderly parents to look after, my own health issues, etc. Where is that equilibrium? What is the perfect moment where I am doing everything right? We are made up of so many identities and cannot afford to neglect even one of those. We need to know our priorities, because then balancing becomes a whole lot easier. To restore that equilibrium of our essence, we have to keep returning to our core of existence, which is our relationship with Allah, which is an extension of your rational experience, your understanding, intellect, spirit, and well-being. Now, how do you achieve this balance? We have to use what we are given of this dunya to attain the akhirah, pure and simple. And opposing that balance produces disturbances in our life and results in loss in the akhirah. And as Muslim women, or even women in general, we have this unnatural need or desire to be the best at everything, and to compare ourselves to everyone, whether they be man or woman, to be the superwoman, to juggle everything without any of the balls falling down. That is not the pursuit of ihsan. The pursuit of ihsan is restoring that balance by developing yourself spiritually. And since the spiritual affects the physical, we can divide balance into three objectives. The first is steadiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 25, "Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, that mankind may keep up justice." Steadiness is balance, and balance is justice, especially when it is difficult to accomplish. There was a story of Umar ibn Abdulaziz, who was corresponding with one of the governors of his of Khorasan, and that governor was saying that the people of Khorasan have become so rebellious that they are fit for nothing but the lash of the sword. But Umar ibn Abdulaziz responded by saying what they are fit for is to receive justice and their rights, so enact that among them. The second objective of balance is stability, and every day in our life, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with balance, which in turn gives stability. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, set us on the straight path. And this straight path, or sirat al-mustaqim, can only be there if you are determined to be stable, and that stability on sirat al-mustaqim must be maintained. The Prophet ﷺ said in the Tirmidhi Hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, "O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it." The third objective of balance is equality. And we understand this, that good and evil can never be equal. Truth and falsehood aren't the same, and it may seem strange at times, but equality in the Islamic sense is to do so much more good than the wrong you received. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fussilat, verse 34, to repel evil with what is better. And if you go back to the story of Umar ibn Abdulaziz, he was actually the great-grandson of Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. And his grandmother at that time, before she was married, was a young woman who refused to be a part of injustice by mixing up the milk with water. She repelled evil with good. And countless Muslim women of the past have played an active role side by side with the men, not in competition because they were men, but because in pursuit of ihsan. And as a result of that, the Muslim community was happy to entrust matters of the greatest religious responsibility to women, who, as sisters to men, were of equal footing in the sight of Allah. And lastly, finding moments of self-discovery can lead to balance with our own lives. As important as it is to listen to others, it is as important to listen to your own self. The daily morning routine of the Prophet ﷺ was to sit in silence after the Salatul Fajr prayer until sunrise. And it is in these moments of silence when we can connect and reconnect with our Creator that we find our own voice and calling to set us on our path to restoring balance. Tune in next time to our discussion in this ongoing series, The Thriving Muslimah. And until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.